You're listening to What's the Difference with Gina Della, an inside look at entrepreneurship. What makes business thrive and the difference between what succeeds and what doesn't. This is What's the Difference on WTMJ. Now, here's your host, Gina Della.
Good morning, everybody. You are listening to What's the Difference with Gina Della and Ross Sabaki. Good morning, Ross.
Good morning, Gina.
Good morning, Gregory. Oh, there he is. He's waving.
We need
to include him more because he's pretty funny, but nobody knows it.
We get such great stories, and then sometimes like, we'll save that for the air next time.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. Is right on that. Well, I'm back from vacation, so I feel fantastic and wonderful.
You look fantastic and wonderful, and full of vitamin D on your skin, and colorful and healthy.
Correct. Lots of dives. Got to dive with my shark, which was fantastic. And I learned one thing: when you go through and you dive and you see a shark, you kick to swim towards it. It's almost the same feeling when you jump out of a plane. You have to will your body to go that direction. I felt that same exact way.
Are you all understanding Ross is very risky? Very risky. He jumps out of planes. He dives. I learned about an octopus inking him.
Yeah, that did happen as well. Yeah, I got a little too close. Lesson learned, though, right? Won't do that twice.
Well, great. He has a very fun life.
Yes.
Well, wildlife. I don't know that I would like to watch you. I would not. Do it.
I live life to the fullest, right? But that for me might be that. For you, it may be shopping in Von Maur.
Correct. Or eating the amazing cheese you gifted me last week, which was, I have maybe 1 ounce left. It was delicious, and I'm sorry for making fun of anything with regard to your city you live in
fair.
BFE.
We are just glad you enjoyed it.
Thank you. Greg, did you eat your cheese?
Used it for a charcuterie board over the weekend.
Ooh, awesome.
Oh,
that's perfect.
That's amazing. I was selfish and just kept every day.
You're like, no, Chris, you can't have any.
I did give him a little, and he's like, you are selfish. Like, you would think you were an only child. I'm like, well, I was the middle child. It's kind of the same.
Next time I will make sure to buy a block for you and one for Chris.
Perfect. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Well, guess what? Today, I feel like this show should be titled Stronger Together today, because we are going to be talking about building relationships with your team through compassion. And we are honestly going to dive into the real heartbeat of successful workplaces and its relationships.
It is, yeah. And it's how to effectively do that with compassion, right? That's one of the things sometimes you feel like that's something you can't do. You can't have that emotional connection with the people that you work with. And the reality is it's just the opposite.
It's absolutely the opposite. I feel like this, like I look forward to coming to Good Karma Brands. I also feel like they're my second workplace because I feel like that's how often I'm here every week. But in both Pella of Wisconsin and here, it's all relationships.
You
become friends. I mean, I just learned about Greg's tattoo and his beautiful wife on his arm.
That he takes with her everywhere.
That he takes his wife everywhere he goes. I mean, he wouldn't have told us that if we didn't have such a great relationship with him. That's all I'm going to say. Well, I can't even believe we're already coming up on a commercial break. But when we get back, we are going to dive into how a strong workplace relationship helps employee loyalty, retention, and even mental health. You are listening to What's the Difference? We'll be right back. Welcome back. You are listening to What's the Difference? I'm Gina. Ross is here with us. Ross, you know what? I don't know if you realize, but when we created our mission statement that you know, vision, mission, values, mm-hmm. that you see hanging in our offices, each of our offices, that literally took the executive team 2 weeks to create, hours at each meeting. We painstakingly picked each word because it was so important to us that it wasn't just something on a wall, that we wanted it to be something we truly lived by. Did you even know how long it took us? Were you?
No, I wasn't. But I mean, it makes sense, right? That should be as a group, that's your goal, right? I mean, that's what you did and that's how you created it. And it's everywhere.
And we are so fortunate to have MJ as our HR director, VP of HR now. She brings to us the true definition of culture in a workplace and brought you know, the fact that we should, at the time, redo our mission statement. So that was one we really believed in. And at Pella, ours is vision, be the company you desire to do business with. Mm-hmm. Mission, building our customers' dreams. And values, one team, one goal, do the right thing.
Yep.
And so with that, you know, I think we can both agree that people join companies because of the perks initially in the comp plan, right?
Yep, exactly. It's what gets them in the door.
But what keeps them in the door? What keeps them at the workplace?
It's people and relationships, right? It's not what we do or it's not what we build. It's the people that make the difference.
Absolutely. 100%. And I want to tell you what happened to me this morning. So my mother is very sick. She's 89 years old and we're moving her actually tomorrow into memory care. She has fallen 3 times in the last week. They've found her as they give her her meds. And last week was our employee appreciation day. And we do a great job with that. And we were watching the Timber Rattlers earlier in the day. And before I got there, I had found out my mother fell again. And we all got the call and she cracked her head. There was blood. I mean, I was not myself. But it was very important. I came to employee appreciation day. There was nothing I could do that I couldn't do 4 hours later.
Yeah.
Right. And so Hector, our director of IT, I always squeeze the pudding out of everybody, right? You know that. And I was quiet. I just wasn't myself. And literally before I left to come here, he called me to make sure everything was okay and to ask me about my mom. Now, I want all of you out there listening to know Hector is 2.5 hours away in Green Bay. I have the pleasure of seeing him maybe 6 times a year.
Mm-hmm.
But that's an example.
You built a strong relationship with compassion, and it speaks to probably volumes to you, but not only to you, but to him as well, right? He cares about the individual, not just at what he does or what they do at work, but how everything is for their personal life.
Right. And it was so cute because we ended up, he's not someone who's on the phone very long. And he said, I just want to tell you, I love listening to your radio show. I'm like, you listen to me and Ross on the radio? I mean, it's just so cute. And he talked about the Pitch It show. I mean, it's
There,
we are a supportive team.
Well, good morning, Hector.
Yeah, good morning, Hector. And MJ, you're amazing. So let's talk about the why. Why does it matter, Ross, to actually build relationships with your team versus just manage them?
I think it helps both people. The reality at the end of the day is sometimes there's the thought process that I'll manage someone to go through to get performance for it. But the reality is if you build that relationship with the team member, you're not only going to help them, they will actually help you because they will be a part of you have problems. They're going to help provide solutions, different perspectives you never thought about.
It absolutely agreed. It builds morale. You know, a huge thing is it reduces turnover. I don't know about all of your different companies, listeners, but for us at Pella, just in the sales rep position, when we have to hire a new sales rep, and we love when it's because we're growing, we need to bring, you know, expand our team. But if it's because you didn't hire correctly or they're not happy, when we bring on a new sales rep, it actually costs us $30,000 per sales rep. It's very, very expensive. So we want to be the right place to work for people so that we reduce turnover as well.
Right. And when you say turnover too, that we're okay. We want to find the right person that they like where they're at. They may not stay in the same department and that's okay. They may make lateral or moves up, but we want them to stay with it.
100%. It also, this is going to be crazy, but it does improve mental health because it creates a safe place where your peers, your teammates can safely share and collaborate.
Yeah, and I think I always call that like it's bounce ideas off me. So, right, if you're feeling anxiety or something's bothering you, bring it to me. Let's talk about it first. We don't have to do anything about it. Sometimes it's just like you said, it's a safe place. You know that you can come to me. We can talk about it and talk through it and then decide, yes, I want to take the next steps with it, or it's like, no, I feel better just talking about it.
Absolutely. Would you agree to encourage loyalty because that trust beats any paycheck? trust beats a paycheck.
It does, yeah, without a doubt. And I think how you build that trust is just important, right? Of like, because there's steps that you have to take. You have to generally be curious about the person. You have to want to spend the time with them to go through to get to know them.
I've always said, if you're going to go to the gym, be in the gym, right? You've always heard me say that.
And what does that mean?
Yeah, as a leader, you have to be in the gym. And I want you to lead by example because it sets the tone. So after the commercial break, we're going to discuss how to build stronger relationships with some practical tips. You are listening to What's the Difference? Welcome back. You're listening to What's the Difference? And guess what? I haven't said it's usually in this part where I say, if you're not up early enough, download us. Download the podcast at WTMJ.com. Got to sneak Perfect. That in there every single week.
And Gina, I want to say, like you brought up be in the gym. I want to add to that because I think that is one of the most important things as we're leaders leading by example. The couple of the tips that I have for that is number one is when you schedule an appointment or a meeting with somebody, you are there on time. Mm-hmm. You don't reschedule. Put your phone on silent, right? Your phone should be upside down on silent. So that person that I'm with, they know that I am 100% dedicated to their time and it's very important to me.
And Ross was nice and said, put it on silent and upside down. I don't even want to see it because I can hear the vibration. I know now it just distracted you. Just be present.
Yep.
Be present. And, you know, show up consistently. Be consistent. If it's a weekly meeting, keep your weekly meeting.
Yes.
Consistency is key. And the other thing is you need to be emotionally present,
mm-hmm.
emotionally present, which takes us to the second tip, to be an active listener. I know we've said on another show, week two, three, four, listen to learn, not to reply. That's active listening. Don't think about what you want to say. Don't interrupt. It makes the person feel valued.
It does. And I think we say that sometimes of like active listening, but the reality is sometimes for people to understand how to do that, because then they're thinking I shouldn't interrupt. What I would encourage people to do is take notes. If you take notes and write things down, that will help you listen better, right? And it'll stop you from responding just as a knee-jerk reaction. And then you'll find the thing that you should be responding and talking about.
Oh, I love that. I love that. And then you're not interrupting, but
right.
You're carrying on meaningful conversation back and forth. You know, Ross talked about his vacation. That is a perfect example. I care about Ross. I love Ross. This was a big vacation for you. It was mm-hmm. a big deal. And I was so excited to ask you how it went. And he showed me pictures. Now, these are things I would never do. I would never put my foot in water where there is even seaweed within 2,000 feet. But I do care about Ross because you live to do this. And then it gave me conversation to have with other people, because if you truly
yes.
care about somebody, it's not just what your interests are. And I feel like that's why we've also for 11 years had such a great relationship. You've mm-hmm. always actively listened, which then you give me great advice because you care. It's not just a yes person.
Yeah, genuine curiosity. That's mm-hmm. what that is, right? It's genuine curiosity. If you have that with every person, that's why I always love being a sales consultant, because I really like people. I have genuine curiosity to know their story. And it's the same with different salespeople or people that I'm helping coach, is I really care and I'm interested in what they do and what's important to them.
And that's why they love you. You get mm-hmm. such great, great reviews when people grade you as a manager. Let's talk about how to build stronger relationships and practical tips for that. There are five strategies I want people to write down, and they're powerful. Lead by example. As we said earlier, if you're going to be in the gym, if you're going to go to the gym, be in the gym.
Yep.
If you expect dedication, show it. If you want openness, then you need to be open and transparent yourself.
Yeah, you've got to look for that opportunity for vulnerability, right? There's two things that I would say on that is, find the opportunity for vulnerability that you can show the vulnerability to that person so that they can feel safe and open. The other one that's probably the most important is look for times when you're wrong. and make sure that you point those out.
Oh,
because
I love it.
Right? I mean, that's because we're human. We make mistakes. We misjudge. We miscommunicate. And if you can share that with the other person, like, hey, I was wrong here, that is what fosters that safe place where mm-hmm. they know that they can be honest and open.
Love it. Mm-hmm. Ross said this one. By practicing active listening, but it's so important, put that dang phone down. Make eye contact. Ask great questions. You know, and maybe as a manager, how can I support you? Ask.
Yep.
Ask.
I like the eye contact. You don't even think about that, but that's huge. Because mm-hmm. I'm looking at Greg over here right now.
Well, do you ever notice young people almost get nervous? Like
yes.
if you look at them too long, they don't even know what to do with you.
They do. Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Celebrate wins, big and small.
And that could, and honestly, so part of that is, let's think of like a one-on-one. You have that session where you're continuing that the growth with that person. That success can be, just like you said, small or large, but it can also just be like, hey, you were working on this. You did a great job. Look what you've accomplished here. You really hit that mark that you were trying to do.
And even to us, it might have seemed like a small win, but then when we spoke to the person who won, they were recognized and feel amazing, and their confidence shot up.
Yep.
Schedule relationship time. I feel like we do that, Ross. It's set up, you know, whether we're going to be at a team lunch, whether we're going to be in the training room, but set up time that's not just a one-on-one sometimes. It's a, especially with our newer reps, get to
yes.
know them.
Yep. And sometimes it isn't even, the setup time is perfect because it's dedicated time for them, but it's also just that chance interaction. Right. So when you come into the office and you see that individual, to spend 5 minutes with them just to, you know, ask how their day's going, how things, those small little tokens, right? They're almost tokens that you're giving to them to build that relationship.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. Lastly, ask for feedback and act on it. I always crack up when people say, I always want feedback. Please give me feedback. And then when it's something you don't want to hear, you didn't like that feedback. Feedback is usually what we don't want to hear. We know what we do well. So we need to act on it. Because when your team sees that their input matters, don't you agree they feel invested?
They do. And I think when you just said about that, about the feedback, my tip on that one too, and it's an important one, is a good way to do that is, first of all, you have to be planned. Before you go into a meeting, you need to go through and outline the things that you want to talk about. And if it is a feedback scenario, it should be based on fact, very factual, not emotional. And that's what helps cut through the someone feeling bad or that they are having to be put on the defensive.
Love it. Don't forget the ripple effect, because a team that feels valued values others. So when we return, we're going to wrap up today's show and bring it home. You're listening to What's the Difference with Gina and Ross. All right, we are back, and you are listening to What's the Difference? I am Gina Della, your host, along with Ross.
Well, I wanted to bring back to something you had said, because I take notes, and what you'd said is about valued.
We always wonder what you're writing. I have to tell you.
I know, everyone asks me that too, but it, again, it's just how we talk about it. I take notes so that I don't interrupt, and then it helps because, and I think you taught me this one here too, is that it helps me so I can let that person get their feelings out. And then I can come back to something that I had a question about without interrupting them. And then it completely changes their flow. Because I know you are a very good storyteller and you like to tell things. And sometimes I would interrupt you and then it would kind of get your pacing off. And so that's once I started taking notes and then I could go back like, hey, can you tell me about this? It worked for both of us, right? That helped both of our communication style.
Wait, I'm cracking up.
Yes.
You said I taught you that.
You did.
Because I am a good storyteller. When we're not on the radio, he's like, oh my God, get to the point. She's going on and on. And then he interrupts me and I'm like, now I don't even know what I was saying. Why couldn't you just let me say the whole thing? That's the truth, everybody.
And that's me trying to get better. So that's why I write as much as I can. Well, and what I want to do is the value part of it where you, and where I was going with that is, and I talked about it before, but if you start to build that relationship, you will start to value that individual. And then once you give them the opportunity to gain their perspective, to ask them questions, it's not just questions, which sometimes are helpful, of like, you're trying to get to this goal. How do you think you should do it? That's great. I mean, and that's perfect and it works for it. But I think sometimes taking some of the things that you are working on that is outside of their normal right, their normal duties and ask them, hey, this is what I'm working on right now. What would you propose? Because you've always done a good job with, you know, you and I of doing that, of like, hey, this is the thing I'm working on. What do you think? What's your ideas for it? I think, and if you give that person that opportunity, you're going to gain trust, number one, and you're going to gain a much different perspective than you never thought you were going to get.
Well, we talk about this all the time. A great team means you're all different individuals. If we were all the same, we would be a terrible team. And a great leader, and you don't need the title leader or manager to be a great leader, is somebody who works with someone better than themselves because they want to grow in the area they're not as strong, and you're a collaborator.
Yeah, you don't feel threatened by someone because that they have a very good skill set to it.
Absolutely.
And I think the one last thing is I want to leave as we talk about building this relationship with compassion is it seems small, but it actually goes a long way, and that is know the person that you're the peer or whoever you're working with, know when their birthday is. Know when their work anniversary is. Know
you're
what their wife's name is, their kid's name. Those little things, that they go so far.
Saying somebody's name, addressing them by their name is magic.
Yep.
It's magic. You don't want to overdo it, but it's magic. Yep. Love that.
Agreed.
I want you to remember, building strong relationships at work isn't a nice to have. It's a need to have.
Correct.
It's a need to have. And by the way, we're in a world of remote work, fast deadlines, everything's changing, not just our iPhones all the time. So connection really is the anchor. And here is everybody's challenge this week. I want you to choose one of the strategies we talked about and try it. Maybe it's making time for that one-on-one chat with somebody. Who are you passing by in the halls, but you never stop to even spend 5 minutes with them to get to know them? Maybe it's writing a note of appreciation. Do you know how much that means to write that handwritten note of appreciation? It takes 2 seconds, and people, it means a ton, and they talk about it forever. So I want you to remember, success isn't just about what you do, it's about who you build with it. So for next week, I want to ask, are you constantly asking yourself, why can't they just follow through, or why is no one being held accountable? So if frustration with inconsistent teams or unchecked behavior sounds familiar, you do not want to miss our next week episode. I want everyone to have a great week. You are listening to What's the Difference?